This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, November 2, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Sunny today, temperatures in the mid-60s. Lynn police are reportedly still searching for a shooter who allegedly shot a man on Chase Street yesterday afternoon and then barricaded himself inside a nearby home. Itemlive.com is reporting the police responded to the scene but could not find the man inside the building. On Monday evening, Lynn police responded to a report of shots fired at a convenience store on North Franklin Street. The Daily Item is reporting that a bullet struck a car. Also, a bullet went inside the store, hitting a refrigerator, resulting in a gas leak. That incident remains under investigation. Johnson & Johnson is going to buy a Biomed of Danvers for $16.6 billion. The Salem News reports the company makes artificial hearts and heart assist devices. A Biomed was founded in 1981. A Beverly Middle School student was honored this week for saving a little girl's life in New Hampton, New Hampshire in September. The Salem News reports that 14-year-old Dennis Dantas was at a campsite with his family when he saw an unresponsive 8-year-old girl at the bottom of a pool. He dove in, pulled her out, and then called for help, resulting in her life being saved. And the Salem News is reporting that a Danvers woman was seriously hurt in a New Hampshire ATV accident on Saturday. 61-year-old Tracy Caltry was trying to shield the sun from her eyes when she hit a rock and lost control of the vehicle, then hit a tree. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins beat Pittsburgh last night 6-5. The Bees are now 8-1 on the season. The Celtics play in Cleveland tonight. Suspended Celtics coach Ime Udoka to become the next Nets head coach. High school tournament football, volleyball, and field hockey matchups have been released. Today, the MIAA will release the soccer pairings. In football, North Reading played in last year's D5 Super Bowl. Coach Ed Blum says that his team this year is focused and they are prepared for the playoffs. They will host Dedham on Friday night.
A very motivated group, practicing with a little more focus, a little more urgency, each week. And the execution has just been better and better. And we knew as we got in towards the playoffs that we'd have to be playing and executing at a high level. And hopefully, again, with today's practice, it's the best one of the year, but the energy, the focus, the execution, the fundamentals. But the kids have done a great job of kind of coming together. And I think that's always a big part. And I think that's kind of where it starts is in that locker room and that cohesiveness.
North Reading football coach Ed Blum. Check out all of our football features this week on the website. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.